Hey, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Eugene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's assemblage of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hey, is Connie here?
Ouch. You'll want to be careful around her.
I'm Katrina. Hug me.
So, love's in the air, huh?
I think I came at the wrong time.
What are you doing?
Rubbing my head.
Oh, I'm so confused.
That's much better. Farewell, faithful mustache, thou symbol of transition to the new moi. Farewell, farewell, farewell. Well, now to the aftershave lotion.
Sorry, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I just didn't hear you coming.
I was just wondering how much longer before you had this freezer fixed.
Well, I'm not sure. Why?
Because you've had it turned off for a while and the ice cream's starting to look a little soggy. I was going to move the containers to the big freezer in the kitchen.
Well, that's probably a good idea. I don't know much about the thermostats on these things, and until I figure it out...
Oh, come on. I've been watching you work around Wits End, and I think you know everything there is to know about... Everything.
Well, that's nice of you to say, even if it isn't true. But yeah, go ahead and move the ice cream into the big freezer for the time being.
Okay.
Thanks.
Do you want anything while I'm in the kitchen? Like lemonade, juice, coffee?
No. That's okay. I'm all right for now.
Just so you're sure.
Mm-hmm.
Shout if you change your mind.
Huh? Connie, I can't hear you. What'd you say? Where'd I put that ratchet?
Greetings, Jason.
Ouch!
Ooh. What are you doing down there?
Well, apart from getting a concussion, I'm trying to fix the temperature gauge on this freezer.
Hmm.
It's running too cold. Hmm. It keeps turning our ice cream to solid rock.
Are you in need of assistance?
Well, I'm helping him, Eugene. Don't worry.
Oh, in that case, I'll punch in to borrow the colloquialism and set to work.
Wait a minute. There's something different about you.
Oh, is there?
What'd you do?
Did he do something?
Well, what do you think I did?
I don't know. Did you get a haircut?
Nope.
Buy a new vest.
No.
What did he do?
I'm trying to find out. Come on, Eugene. Why do you look so different?
It would be unfair to simply spell out the obvious to you.
New glasses, maybe?
You think so?
I have no idea. I can't see him. And I don't want to crawl out again. Eugene, just tell her what it is.
One more guess.
I don't know.
Just one more.
I can't.
Try.
But I don't know.
Just try, Connie. You're dripping ice cream on my leg.
Oh, sorry. Well, is it... I know.
What?
You shaved off your mustache.
Precisely.
Shave it off? Pluck it off, be more like it.
How droll.
Hang on. And that must mean Katrina's coming back to town?
Perhaps. Her latest correspondence indicated that
latest
the
latest correspondence? Hmm? So, you have been writing.
Well, yes, and she indicated that she might come to visit this weekend.
That's great, Eugene. Wow, this will be the first time you two have seen each other since you became a Christian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've been sneaking off to see her, too.
No, just letter writing.
You must be really excited.
Well, I confess to a certain feeling of exhilaration, yes.
And I confess to a certain feeling of cold wetness on my leg. The ice cream's still dripping, Connie.
Sorry. I'm really happy for you, Eugene. I mean, now that you're a Christian, you two can...
Let's not be hasty, Miss Kendall. It would be dangerous to assume anything at this point.
Well, whatever you say.
So, love's in the air, huh?
I beg your pardon?
I said love is in the air. See? Never know how things will work out there, Eugene. Seems like only yesterday you were doing the old woe is me routine. Trying to grow a mustache and now look at you.
Well, I would prefer not to overplay these events. speaking man to man, as it were, I'd say her letters have been more sisterly in their tone than, say, similar to Odes of Love.
Sorry, Eugene, I can't hear you.
I'm saying only that if love is in the air, someone other than I may be breathing it.
You know, Eugene, you could help me rearrange the stock in the big freezer if you... Oh, hello.
May I help you?
I'm looking for Jason Whittaker.
Jason?
Jason.
Ow! What?
Someone here to see you.
A woman.
A woman? To see me? Oh, well, surprise, surprise.
Hi, Jason.
Hello, Tasha.
Look at you, overalls and a ratchet set. A small-town jack-of-all-trades.
And master of none. Ah, it's really good to see you. What brings you to Odyssey?
I came to visit you. What else?
I'm honored. introductions, sorry. Tasha, I'd like you to meet Connie Kendall.
Hi.
Hi.
And Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
Nice to meet you.
They're my co-workers here at Wits End.
So... How do you guys know each other?
Well, we're friends who used to work together.
Oh, where was that?
Oh, it was at the,
A boring government work. We were both analysts. You know, white lab coats and pages of manuals.
Uh-huh.
Sounds fascinating.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Sounds like it.
So why don't I show you around the place, Tasha? That is, unless you have to be somewhere.
I've already checked into the hotel, so I'm open to whatever you have in mind.
Well, there's an offer I can't refuse. Come on.
It was nice meeting you both.
It was my pleasure.
Same here.
So when did you get in? You should have called me, let me know. I would have met you at the airport.
I don't like her.
What? But you just met her. How could you know so soon whether you like her or not?
Call it women's intuition.
Oh. Of course, that catch-all expression women use to keep from having to explain themselves.
She's just not Jason's type, that's all.
Jason's type? You mean you think that there's some kind of...
Well, Eugene, she didn't come to Odyssey for our water skiing, if you know what I mean.
Miss Kendall, you astound me. How could you possibly assume anything about her or her motives?
You have eyes. Didn't you see her?
Yes, and I saw a very beautiful woman who on first impression seemed very charming and sophisticated.
Oh, sure. Get fooled by the obvious. You men are all alike.
Connie, am I detecting a hint of jealousy in this conversation?
Jealousy? Who, me? You're kidding, right? Jealousy? Why would I be jealous of her? I mean, Jason's my boss and older than me,
mm-hmm.
for one thing. Jealousy?
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous. I have to take care of this ice cream before it melts. Jealousy.
Sometimes one never sees the thing right under one's proverbial nose.
So, it's really good to see you, Tasha.
Ditto. It's good to see you, too. We missed you at Donovan's retirement party.
Mm.
Everybody kept asking if you were coming.
Well, with everything going on here, I just couldn't get away. So why are you here? I mean, really?
Oh, after Donovan retired, I looked around and suddenly realized I didn't really know anybody at the agency anymore. The place has changed a lot. It's just not the same without Donovan and... you. So, I decided to take you up on your offer to come visit, just to get away for a while and think about my future.
Well, if ever there was a place to sort out your thoughts, it's Odyssey. Tell you what, let me call Jack and ask him to fill in for me while you and I see the sights.
I think I've got it.
Hello? Eugene, is that you down there?
Yes, Mr. Allen.
Oh, what are you doing?
Rubbing my head. I've just fixed the thermostat on this freezer. What, pray tell, are you doing here?
Well, Jason called and asked me to fill in for him while he showed a friend around town.
Ah.
You shaved your mustache off, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Thank you for noticing.
Was there a reason for the change?
To be forthright, indeed. Katrina is expected to return to Odyssey sometime this weekend, perhaps this very day.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, it'll be good to see her again.
Indeed.
Yes. Is Connie here?
Yes, but you'll want to be careful around her.
I will.
She's in a mood.
What kind of mood?
Frankly, she's been acting slightly jealous.
Jealous?
Yes. I believe she has a small crush on... Wait, here she comes.
Hi, Jack. What are you doing here?
Helping Jason a little, that's all. An old friend came into town and...
Yeah, Tasha, we met her. Are they gone?
Yes, they departed while you were rearranging the freezer.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm here instead.
I believe I've repaired this display freezer. The thermostat had slipped out of its calibrations, and I've corrected it to factory specifications.
Well, I'm sure Jason will be very happy.
If he is, then I'm satisfied.
Good, good. I don't suppose you've had a chance to work on the kids' radio program then, have you?
No, sir. I've been slightly sidetracked. I'll get to it right away.
There's no rush. I was just wondering.
Wonder no more. I, Eugene Meltzner, am on the job. We'll discuss that other matter later.
Sure.
Other matter?
Uh-huh. Something he wanted to talk to me about.
Bet I know what it is.
Do you?
Yeah. Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah, Jason's so-called friend. You know anything about her?
No, only that she's a former co-worker.
Yeah, that's what Jason said. But there's more to it, isn't there?
More? How?
I think she's here to snag him.
Look, I'm completely lost. Snag Eugene?
No, Jason!
But what does this have to do with Eugene?
Well, he thinks I'm wrong.
Wrong about what?
About women's intuition. But you see, I've been thinking about it. And, well, it's women's intuition that told me that he shaved off his mustache because Katrina's coming back.
I'm still confused.
Didn't you know that Katrina's coming to visit?
That I knew.
Well, when I realized his mustache was gone, then I knew it was because of Katrina.
That's not intuition, Connie. See, he grew it after she left, so it makes sense he'd shave it off when she came back. But I still don't understand how all this connects.
It connects. Because he either wanted to talk to you about Tasha or Katrina. My guess is that he's probably feeling nervous about seeing her again. Maybe I should go back to the studio and talk to him. A feminine perspective might calm his fears. That's where I'll be if you need me.
Sure. Okay. Oh, I'm so confused.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you.
Eugene?
The one who
yes,
asks
Connie?
Will all...
Boy, that scared me for a second. Hmm? I thought Jason was really in here. Oh. He's really good at reading the Bible, isn't he?
Oh, yes. After the seventh try...
So, what's this episode about?
Well, I believe Mr. Allen wants to record portions of the Sermon on the Mount. He and I will put all the pieces together later.
Oh. Well, I came in to talk to you for a minute about something else.
If you want to discuss Jason and Tasha again, I don't believe there's anything else to say.
No.
Oh?
I want to talk about you and Katrina.
Oh. Well, I'm not sure there's anything else to say about that either.
Don't be so cagey. I know how hopeless you are about things like this, so I figured I better check to see what you're going to do.
Do about what?
When she gets here. You're feeling a little nervous, right?
Well, to some degree, yes.
And you keep going over and over in your mind what you're going to do when she walks through the door.
I beg your pardon?
Do you wave from the other side of the room? Mm. Do you rush over and shake her hand? Do you kiss her on the cheek? What'll you do?
Oh. Well, you've brought up a good point. I hadn't thought about it.
See?
I'm on pins and needles. What should I do when she arrives?
Well, I think, all things considered, you should hug her.
Hug her?
Not a big sloppy hug, but, you know, a delicate, it's good to see you kind of hug.
Well, I'm not so sure about the difference. I thought a hug was a hug regardless.
No, they aren't. Are all kisses the same? Well, maybe to you, but to most human beings, they aren't.
Huh?
Hugs have to be given the same consideration.
Well, what then is a delicate, it's good to see you kind of a hug like?
Well, it's, you better stand up.
What?
Stand up and I'll show you.
Are you sure this is appropriate?
Give me a break. This is a standard, it's good to see you kind of hug. There's nothing inappropriate about it between friends. Now, okay, I'm Katrina. Hug me.
There, how's that?
You really are a wet fish, aren't you?
Huh?
Okay. I'll be you, you be Katrina. This is the it's good to see you kind of hug.
Mm-hmm.
Come here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Katrina!
Oh, hi.
Obviously, I've come at a bad time. Excuse me.
No, wait! Katrina!
Katrina, come back! Oh, boy.
Leaving so soon, Katrina?
Yes, I think I came at the wrong time.
Katrina, wait! Wait! It's not what it looked like.
It looked like two people hugging.
Well, that's because it was. But what I mean to say is...
Two people hugging? What two people?
Me and Eugene. I'm so sorry, Katrina.
You and Eugene? I'm really confused.
Please, it's a simple explanation. Nothing to be upset about.
I'm not upset, Eugene. Huh? I simply feel embarrassed to have walked in at such an inopportune moment.
Oh, it wasn't inopportune?
We were rehearsing, Katrina.
For kids' radio?
It makes perfect sense. You were rehearsing a hug for a radio drama.
No, not that. It's quite silly, as you'll see when I explain.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather talk about this privately?
I'd love to talk to Katrina privately, but we don't have to with this. It's all very straightforward.
I believe you, Eugene. Calm down. I'm not upset.
But I'm upset because I know how it must have looked to you. If I saw you hugging someone else, I'd draw the wrong conclusions as well.
But I haven't drawn any conclusions.
Hi, guys. What's this, a staff meeting? Katrina! Hey, it's good to see you.
Hello, Jason. Now that's an it's good to see you hug.
Oh, brother.
Welcome back. Hey, I'd like you to meet Tasha. Tasha, this is Katrina Shanks. She's a friend of Eugene's who's been gone for a while.
Hi.
Greetings. Well, I really should be going.
No, don't! Not until we've cleared this up.
This is crazy. There's nothing to clear up.
Clear up?
Connie and Eugene were hugging in the kids' radio studio, and we're about to find out why.
Really?
It's not what you think.
It's not what anybody thinks. Connie was merely showing me how to hug you when you arrived. But you arrived.
Eugene, this whole scene is unnecessary.
But it's not. I want you to know that there is absolutely nothing between Connie and myself, but a basic, sometimes adversarial, friendship.
Yeah.
There can't be. I've been waiting for you, and she has a crush on Jason. Honest, it was as innocent as... it could be. Oops.
Nicely done, Eugene.
I never said I have a crush on Jason. I don't know where you get this stuff. The idea of a crush never even... I mean... Thanks a lot, Eugene!
Wait, Connie!
I'm staying in Melanie's dorm, Eugene. Call me later, okay?
But Katrina, wait! Oh, no.
Look, we just stopped by to say that we were going to the zoo in Connellsville. If whoever's left would close up the shop tonight.
No, I'll do it.
Thanks. By the way, Jack, this is Tasha. Tasha, Jack. See you later.
Hi, bye.
Nice meeting you. Well, I think that went as well as could be expected.
Would a nervous breakdown be suitable at this time?
This is wonderful, Jason. Thank you. I haven't been to the zoo for years.
Neither have I.
So, Connie has a crush on you. Have you decided what you're going to do about it?
Do? I haven't thought about it. Eugene might be wrong. Though? Well, she has been acting a little funny lately. Nah, Eugene got it wrong. Connie doesn't have a crush on me. That wouldn't make any sense.
Don't be so naive. It makes plenty of sense. She's young and probably itching to do something with her life beyond hanging out at Wit's End. You come along, good-looking, reckless.
Reckless?
Yeah, reckless. I'm surprised it didn't happen sooner. If I were her, I'd have a crush on you.
Oh, really?
In fact, I did have a crush on you when we first started working together at the agency.
That was then. How about now?
Don't be coy, Jason. You know exactly how I feel.
I'm not being coy. Look, Tasha, we've been friends for a long time. There's always been this kind of chemistry between you and me. We've talked about love. But where are we now? Right this minute, right here at the Connellsville Zoo.
Well, I...
Come on, spell it out, kid, or risk being thrown to the hippopotamus.
Under threat of torture. Well, I have to say... I love you. Always have, probably always will. I've dated other men, I've tried relationships, but I keep looking for you in their faces, so I thought, why settle for cheap imitations? Maybe it's time to check out the real thing.
You have such a way with words.
Thank you. Now it's your turn. Be honest, I can take it.
Well, if we had this conversation a year or two ago, I think I would have bolted and run away. But everything's changed for me since I came to Odyssey. I feel a peace here like I've never felt before. But somehow it's still not complete. There's still something missing. And standing with you here next to the elephants, I realize what it is.
What?
It's you, Tasha. Yeah. You are what's missing in my life. So, to be completely honest, I'd have to say I love you too. The only question now is, what are we going to do about it?
What do you recommend?
Well, the only thing that makes sense is marriage.
Jason.
Yeah. How about it, Tasha? Will you marry me?
Katrina!
Hello, Eugene.
Thanks for meeting me. Were you early or am I late?
I came a little early.
Oh, good. I see you weren't able to get our usual table, 37.
No, they didn't remember me.
Outrageous! It hasn't been that long.
It feels like years.
Yes, I suppose it has. So much has happened. Katrina?
Yes?
I'm sorry about that scene at Wits' End. It really wasn't as incriminating as it appeared to be. And of course, I made it all the worse. You must believe me when I say that Connie and I are only friends. The hug you saw was just as we described. She was trying to show me how not to make a fool of myself when you arrived, which is exactly what I did.
Eugene, calm down. It's all right. I honestly didn't feel upset or jealous.
Didn't you?
No.
May I ask, why not?
I beg your pardon?
Well, to have been apart for as long as we have under such peculiar circumstances, and then finally we're reunited and I'm embracing someone else? Are you saying you didn't even feel a twinge of something?
We're adults, Eugene. Granted, it was embarrassing and awkward, but I knew the truth would be known and it would work out. The way everything works out, actually.
And dare I ask, how are things working out for us?
Do we have to answer that question right at this moment?
We don't have to, but why wouldn't we?
Since I have to complete my term at the university and can't return to Odyssey on a full-time basis, there really isn't any reason to rush forward, is there?
No, I suppose not, but I hadn't thought of it as rushing, per se.
Well, Brandon says that romantic relationships, particularly between new Christians, can be detrimental to healthy growth.
Brandon? I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with him. Is he a Christian author?
No. He's a very mature and understanding Christian at the university. He's in charge of the Student Mission Fellowship.
Impressive. You've been seeing a lot of each other?
Well, we study our Bibles together.
Together? As part of a group or just the two of you?
Just the two of us.
I see.
Eugene, look. When I left, I had no idea what the future held for either one of us. For all I knew, you would never accept Jesus. You said as much yourself. I was a wreck. Brandon helped me a lot.
Now, I know I'm being terribly dense, but are you dating Brandon?
Yes, Eugene. I'm dating Brandon.
It looks like we've hit another snag with Eugene and Katrina. They sure had their share. And I wonder if Tasha will say yes to Jason's proposal, and how Connie will react when she finds out. Well, like always, the only way we'll find out is to keep listening. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Love is in the Air was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer is Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.